It is Tuesday, the 16th of April, 2024, and here are some of the top stories making the headlines across the Business Magazine website today. In a significant development for the High Speed 2 project, local councils have given the thumbs up for the construction of two new viaducts set to channel the high-speed rail line into Birmingham. These viaducts are crucial components, among the eight key design elements on the West Midlands stretch of HS2, standing out due to their substantial size and closeness to local communities. This green light is a pivotal progression for the transportation initiative, hinting at an upcoming transformation in connectivity for the region. The approval signals a readiness to push forward on what promises to be a cornerstone in the UK's future rail infrastructure. In a significant move to bolster airport security, the Oxfordshire-based Westminster Group has landed a decade-long contract to enhance security measures at five major airports in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. This agreement, which marks a substantial expansion of Westminster's global security operations, was formalised during last week's UK-DRC trade and investment mission in Kinshasa. High-ranking officials from both Westminster and the DRC's airport authority, La Régie des Voies Aériennes, were present at the ceremonial signing, signifying a strong partnership between the UK-based security firm and the Congolese aviation sector. This collaboration underscores the growing international focus on aviation security and the need for expertise in this critical area. In a significant boost for the UK aerospace industry, Hampshire-based Barnbrook Systems has landed a substantial six-figure deal to supply its state-of-the-art helicopter refueling enablement system to Italian aerospace giant Leonardo. The innovative refueling switch developed by Barnbrook promises to streamline mid-air refueling, making it considerably safer and more efficient. Barnbrook will be providing 80 of these systems, which are set to be integrated into Leonardo's cutting-edge AW-101, AW-149 and AW-159 helicopters, enhancing their operational capabilities. This contract marks a noteworthy success for the British SME in the competitive global aerospace market. That wraps it up for today. We are back tomorrow. If you want more, visit thebusinessmagazine.co.uk. From me, Alice, have a terrific Tuesday. Goodbye.